looking at Ecclesiastes chapter 11, looking through like the first 10 verses. I mean, it's all just basically chapter 11. Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Give portion to seven or even to eight, for you know what disaster may happen on earth. If the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves on the earth. If a tree falls to the south or to the north, in that place where the tree falls, there it will lie. He observes the wind will not sow, or he regards the clouds will not reap, as you do not know the way the spirit comes to the bones in the womb of a woman with a child. So you do not know the work of God who makes everything. In the morning sow your seed, and in the evening withhold it at your hand. Withhold not your hand, for you do not know which will prosper, this or that, or where both alike will be good. Light is sweet, and it's pleasant for the eyes to see the sun. So if a person lives many years, let him rejoice in them all. But let him remember that the days of darkness will be many. Along with comes vanity. Rejoice, O young man, in your youth. Let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and the sights you see. But know that all these things God will bring you into judgment. Remove vexation from your heart and put away the pain from your body. For youth and the dawn of life are vanity. What a cool little 10 verses. Things that I just wanted to, you know, maybe highlight. Out of verse 3. So often a tree falls. But we are reminded in this verse 3, if the tree falls to the south or the north, in that place where the tree falls, there it will lie. God directs the direction of falling trees. Verse 5, as you do not know the way the spirit comes to the bones in the womb of a woman with child, so you do not know the work of God who makes everything. What a cool picture of a womb, and we all know the verses being knit together in your mother's womb, but knowing that's being done by God through the power of the Holy Spirit, fingernails, toes, right ear, left ear. How cool to know that God makes everything as you face whatever's going on in your life today. Maybe the thought for us to really walk out of here with today is, you know, so often life gets hard or overwhelming and joy kind of fades away. And so as you think about today, walk in the ways of your heart and the sight of your eyes. God, what do I see? What am I thinking? What sounds good? Ways of my heart. But know that all these things, God will bring you into judgment. Wow, how many cool options do we have today? Choices that we're going to make. But as we read through the book of Ecclesiastes, we just need a reminder that someday we'll stand before God, not necessarily afraid because I've got this personal relationship with Jesus, but knowing that God's going to say, hey, listen, I gave you the Holy Spirit to make decisions. I gave you the Holy Spirit to see. I gave you the Holy Spirit to be your helper. Did you choose to receive that? Did you choose to ask him for help? Or did you choose, hey, I got this. I can do it in my own strength. I don't know what God is doing in your life. Hopefully you've got some time with the Lord going through the book of Ecclesiastes. But as you do that today, maybe application points as you think about it, one day I will stand before you. How cool is it just to remember as we look at children and newborn babies and life that God put that all together. You know what? I don't know if a tree is going to fall to the north or south tomorrow, but God does. A reminder of the sovereignty, the power of God, even in the wind, even in the trees, even in the direction of which they fall. Wow, what an amazing God we serve. Doesn't take away all the pain, doesn't take away all the questions, but allows us just to pause and have a heart of awe. So I pray that for you today. Jesus, I thank you for Let's Talk and opportunities to be able to put things in a podcast and people to be able to listen and grow. And so as we're working through Ecclesiastes, may the word of God just be challenging to us. As we face the struggles, as we face the circumstances, as we face the trials, May we remind that you're in charge, just by the little bits that we think about the tree. Remind that newborn baby, you're putting it all together. But also be reminded that one day we'll stand before you. Thank you for life and hope today. We need you, Jesus, so give us strength. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great day.